Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Another edition of PD Sunday with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And today it's all about saying no to bad attitudes, saying no to bad character, saying no to yourself. You got to put blocks on yourself, baby. You got to be able to notice, to be aware of, to be conscious to your attitudes, your own things that are stopping you. I'm not worried about anyone else in this episode. I'm only worried about you. First question I ask myself, it's what's my outlook in this situation, in this environment? I always ask myself too, is this a test? Many of the things, many of the problems, many of the issues that keep revolving around in our life, that's almost perennial. It comes up every season, baby. It comes in our lives not once, not twice, not three times, all the time, because we are unable to pass the test. It's because our outlook, our attitude on this thing and how to accomplish and how to overcome is shitty, okay? So my question to you is, what's your outlook in life? Is this your test? So you got to understand that someone's worse off than you, man. You got water to drink. I don't care if it's tap. It's still clear. At this point, there's people with no water. There's people with in comas. There are people that had to get their legs amputated because of a crazy car accident. And you're over here complaining about nothing. And it's all in your attitude. I mean, let's bring it in perspective. You need to visualize like Martin Luther King Jr. Matter of fact, you need to visualize like Viktor Frankl. Since you understand and know the concept of the dream with Martin Luther King Jr., let's stick around and let me tell you about my man, Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was the author of Man's Search for Meaning, where he shared his experiences in Auschwitz, okay? Auschwitz in concentration camps. See, he knew that he had to visualize outside of the horror, the shock, the beatings, the death, the starvation, the sleep deprivations, the scars, the electrocutions, the mass murderings going on around him. He could have easily given up every day, seeing horror and death and screams and terror and his family gone. Do you understand? He could have easily swallowed the freaking attitude that he was gonna die too. But he didn't. He visualized as a teacher that he would be teaching and sharing this experience in the future past the concentration camp, past where he was at that very moment. He believed that he would be better than this. He had humor in the camp where everyone was looking around terrified. He would actually have relationships with the guards because he had a sense of humor. That's pulling positivity outside of a negative situation. That's visualizing that you're going to make it outside. But instead, we have people that don't even do this on a day-to-day basis in modern times, at work, in households. I've overheard people told their children, no, stop, you can't, you won't, you don't. Let's take it back to my own personal experience in having a great attitude and visualizing something positive out of a negative situation. See, I believe everything that comes into my life is a test. Somehow, some way, I need to learn a lesson that levels me up Or instead of just a lesson, I understand the concept and I need to reinforce great attitudes in order to get out of the situation what I intended with purpose and with positivity. See, with me, I'm spewing out this motivation, right? Don't you best believe that I have a lot of tests coming my way because I have to be tested on what I'm saying, what I'm exploring, and what I'm actually telling people they need to do. Don't think that the universe spares me. After a great day of meetings and building relationships and business and feeling like an ultra entrepreneur, you can check it out on Instagram at Stacey A. Cross. Ultra entrepreneur. So now I leave the offices downtown Center City, Philly, feeling great. Had a Starbucks even to prove that I was feeling great. Drove in the car, a big pothole the size of a moon crater, okay? Went right into it. There it goes, tires flat. Mind you, I'm hungry. I'm starving. Man, I need to use the restroom. I'm going to keep it real. I needed to use the restroom since before the damn meeting up in the towers. So I could have been upset. I could have screamed. I could have gotten mad at the tire. I really tried to drive home with it flat, though. Siobhan said, don't you even dare. I wanted to drive home with it. I really needed to go. So we pulled to the side of the road and called Geico. Geico, come save us. Oh, it's just a tire change. We could do it ourselves. Nah, you know what? I'm going to spend some time, use this time, recollect on what I learned today. But each second, I could have been upset. Each minute that went by, I could have been pissed. Oh my God, why me? Why now? Why the tire? I hate this. I hate the Philadelphia streets. I hate potholes. I hate America. I hate myself. I hate the president. I hate my mom. I hate my dad. I hate this music. Turn off the radio. It could have been anything. And that's how you develop your attitude, is looking at these bad situations, these negative situations, and laugh at them, man. Just laugh. So every opportunity is a test, baby. And I just want you to know that I'm so happy that you're here with me on another edition of PD Sundays. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time on PD Sundays.